Locker Room Chats here on KNZA 103.9 FM, continuing our conversations with our area football coaches as we get you set for Week 5 of high school football. We now talk Royal Valley Panthers football, and that's with head coach David Boucher. It is presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Coach, we're at the halfway point. You had a tough one last week against a very scrappy Riley County team. Falcons get the win 39-14. We'll kind of dive into it momentarily, but just a few key takeaways from that loss.
You know, at the end of the day, we got to take care of the ball. You know, we can't have that many unforced penalties and unforced turnovers. Riley County, like you said, is a high quality team, solid seniors, but they also have a mix of good youth. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, we need to catch a snap, we need to hand the ball off, and we need to hold on to the ball. And I don't know if they really took that ball away or we just gave it to them. At times,
as we talk about the halfway point in the year, you know, sitting at 1-3, what's one thing that you might be pleased with, you and your coaches, from what the team's done so far? Maybe a thing or two that you're looking to improve on down the stretch.
There's so many things that we are pleased with, and compared to last year, just compared to ourselves, our effort grades, both offensively and defensively, are grading out at 10 to 15% higher than we did a year ago in every category. Our offensive production is on pace to break what we did last year within 5-6 games, which is great to see. I mean, our kids are playing with energy. We're practicing with great energy. We're picking each other up. Our JV is 3-1, and that's always a good sign for the future. And those guys keep improving. And so there's a lot of good things that we can point to for improvement with our program.
Royal Valley taking on Holton this Friday night, Week 5. We'll break down that matchup when we come back here on KNZA. Continuing our conversation with Royal Valley head coach, that is David Boucher, presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Coach, how would you assess the team halfway through the year? We're 4 weeks in, 4 weeks to go in the regular season. What's kind of the gauge with you and your coaching staff?
You know, I don't know if there's any one thing we're looking at, but I think, you know, if we can get a little bit better on third down, whether it's on defense and getting third down stops, whether it's on third down on offense and converting on third down, that'd be something that would kind of indicate a greater likelihood of our success on the scoreboard in the last half of the season. But there's a lot of things to be proud about. We're averaging 300 plus yards a game at this point. Our points total compared to our opponents are right there, pretty close. Per game, we're converting a lot more first downs than our opponents. I mean, there's a lot of statistics that really indicate our growth.
Let's talk about the opponents, as it's going to be Holton on Friday. It's going to be district opponents the rest of the way. Last week was kind of one of those odd middle-of-the-year non-district games, somewhat of a tune-up with Riley County, so to speak. But you get Holton this week. Wildcats, we know the history. We know the success. What stands out about this team here in 2022?
Holton's got quality athletes. They've got a lot of three-year starters, if not just two-year starters. But, I mean, a lot of returners coming back from last year's team. Especially in the backfield, especially in their skill positions up front, they've had to replace quite a bit. But they're a high quality team, like you said, with a lot of tradition. A team that we know really well, and a coaching staff that especially their head coach that I personally know really well. It's two teams that run the exact same offense, that had the exact same teacher of that offense to their head coaches, and it's exciting to get to do that.
What are going to be a few keys and expectations for your team on Friday when you take the field against Holton?
Keys, like I said earlier, is how staying on schedule and converting on third down, and at the same time getting them off schedule and not allowing them to convert on third down. I think that's key. When you run offenses like Holton and we do, like you really have to stay on pace, on schedule, so to speak. And then you have to convert on third down, and that's a big key for us this week. And then also ball security. The team that doesn't turn the ball over will have a lot more success than the team that does.
Big 7 and district matchup for Royal Valley on Friday. They'll be at home against Holton. We'll have that one for you on the Holton channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday against Holton. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, sir.